Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
She knows everything.
All right, smart ass.
Just ask her.
So she's super attractive and she's super smart.
It's time to ask Nancy Know-It-All.
You think you know everything?
All right, first Nancy Know-It-All segment of the new year, and I got this email right after Christmas while we're on vacation, and
okay.
Then I got a follow-up email yesterday asking if we had spoken about this, and we haven't. So this is an interesting one. I kind of feel for all parties involved here, but we're lucky enough to work with, if you're new to the show, then you might not know that we are lucky enough to work with a know-it-all every single day. And from time to time, she is kind enough to help those of you who are facing one of life's dilemmas. So I will read this email that I received from a listener verbatim. I am really upset with my mother, and I want to know what Nancy Know-It-All thinks I should do. My parents have been married for 28 years. And apparently, my mom recently discovered that my father likes to wear women's underwear. She sat my brother and I down over Christmas and said that she needed to divorce him for this. My feeling is that she ought to be understanding, and what does it... Why are you cringing over there?
Wait a minute.
Is this hitting home, Shu?
No, this is a very serious subject.
What are you... This is kind
of
like...
judging there, guy.
Yeah, I know.
What are you judging? What are you judging and chuckling about? If R. Kelly could get through that song about passports and shots without laughing... So apparently she thinks that her mom ought to go with the flow here.
I'd probably have that reaction too. I didn't hear anything about age, but I'm obviously mom's a little older. Maybe she's a little bit more conservative.
Well, let's figure the age out. It said that they had been married for 28 years.
28 years.
Wow. In the email. So what, they get married at 20, 48, 50, something like that, whatever. Well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe she feels like that's a big lie.
Yeah.
I mean,
a lot of people can't cope with that. They just can't. You know, you'd like to say, hey, you know, you love the person, you care for them, be kind about what their deal is. But some people can't wrap their heads around it.
How has it been up to that point? Like, has the marriage been pretty good?
Right.
Yeah.
And how long has he been doing it?
Right. Like, did the two overlap?
So is it maybe helping the marriage? Because
right.
A lot of people who do that aren't necessarily gay.
Right.
You know, the obscure reference there is Ed Wood, the director of Plan 9 from Outer Space, and Johnny Depp played him in a movie.
Yes.
And that was his deal. He liked wearing women's clothes, but he wasn't gay.
Okay,
he was married for a long time.
Right, right.
A very long time.
Right.
He just wanted to be fancy once in a while.
Right. He just wanted to,
right.
You know.
Here's a text that says, at least now they know what to get him for Christmas.
That's true. Well, but again, we caution against that because you don't know what kind of style he likes.
Very good.
So.
You'll get him a gift card, Victoria's Secret or something.
I mean,
maybe she just doesn't like the guy borrowing her stuff all the time.
Stretching
like
it out?
Maybe that's the, I don't know.
I don't know. Is it possible there's more to it than this? And mom was just kind of testing the waters.
I don't know.
What do you think about this part? Oh, well, if you're fine with your father wearing underwear, let me tell you what else he's been doing.
And by the way, how long did she wait after Christmas? I hope it wasn't like the next day.
Right.
I mean, that's a discussion that I think you would
Boxing
wait.
Day brunch.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, no, I said Boxing
Day.
Was it New Year's Eve?
Oh.
Happy New Year! Your father wears women's underwear.
Oh. The ball dropped.
Let's see. Hold on a sec. Here's a different Nancy Know-It-All that's being texted in. Do you want to answer this quick?
Yeah.
My girlfriend's boss at her second part-time job kissed her the other night while talking about promoting her and whatnot.
Oh, me too, hashtag.
She pushed him off and told him she's happy in her relationship. It's making me uncomfortable for her to be there since she closes the bar and he is the manager. She doesn't want to report him, but I think she should. What would Nancy Know-It-All do in this scenario?
That's a tricky one because, you know, not that I ever want to excuse any behavior, but when you work in, quote unquote, the industry, the service industry, you tend to see a lot of this. And I feel like for the most part, people just kind of suck it up and deal with it. You're like, stop being a creep. No, I'm not going to kiss you. No, that's not going to be, you know, based on my promotion. I can understand you being uncomfortable with her being there, but... you know, I guess you have to look at the logistics of her. It's completely unacceptable what the guy did. But if she's not comfortable bringing that to someone's attention, you know, she may not get a lot of support behind her depending on upper management.
Right. So maybe her, he should really support her.
Right.
If she's comfortable staying there
and obviously it's a good enough job for her that she's working there. I think it was a second job, right? Yeah. So
don't make it about you. It's about her.
Right.
How much is she bringing in?
Right, exactly. And that's a good point, Greg. Like, are you really concerned for her safety?
No, no, he's
or are concerned. You just butthurt for yourself because some other dude is trying to hit on your chick?
Yeah.
Like, she obviously made it, or at least she claimed she made it clear to him that she's not interested.
With regard to the underwear thing, here's a 508 text that says, my father has been doing this for years. It is something we don't talk about in our family. He is 78 years old.
All right.
So, oh, God.
Oh, see? I mean, to each his own.
Walking around in women's underwear.
Yeah, to each his own.